Ruth Nicole Brown is an artist and educator working in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. She has one child, age 4.
So as a mom, the other thing, and too, in terms of the production, so as a theater person, like I have to write, I'm a writer. I'm 34. This year I've experienced tired eyes. Tired eyes, like I feel them, that I'm like, they're still there after I get sleep. Before I wrote at night because it was just like a part of my personality, or have thought about it. My dad worked a night shift, and I think unconsciously somehow I just wrote at night because of the rhythm. It's very familiar to me. But post-motherhood is like, I write at night with very little choice. So it went from just like artist writing at night thing. And now it's like, I don't have a choice when I write. I said the revolution begins when I say goodnight to my daughter. And I write a lot after I put her to bed. I am very goal-oriented. I had to put those things together because it was like sort of the age time. Like, yeah, I knew go to college. I knew I wanted to go to grad school. And I was like, yeah, pretty much in that time, I was also going to become a mom. I kind of knew, to a daughter. So, but not, yeah, wife was never a part of that because I didn't want it. I've been different, though, for a long time. It's just keeping with what they know me to be. I was the first to go to college, the first to get a degree. Single parent by choice. Artist. I mean, art. Like that, you don't grow up to be an artist. You know, I mean, my whole, like, I'm still in a lot of ways, like, closet artist. Like, my art is what I love to do. For me, like, just very grassroots. In a working class family, like, art is a luxury. You know, you don't need to write a poem to make this house function. This is a really interesting moment because I think I even know the meaning of humility. Did I know it before motherhood? I don't know if I really did, not in the way that I know humility now. I've had to learn how to ask for help. I sucked at that before motherhood, and I still am not great at it, but I'm learning how to ask for help. And I think motherhood does force you to think about that in the sense that because it's such a public thing, like I wasn't aware. I mean, it's like amazing, especially, you know, when you're pregnant and single. Like I said, me and her dad are very cool and very close. So I never felt alone in this at all because I didn't have, like, you know, the symbols of what the public recognizes, like a ring. I mean, there's only so many sort of languages to be a single woman having a child. I have to think about that. And as a black mom, too, it's just like when you're out now, when she's doing her toddler temper tantrum. Yeah, everybody's looking like, and what are you going to do? They either expect you to be the stereotype of or whatever. So like, constantly have to think about that in relationship to motherhood. It's like that othering gaze. Which as a single black woman moving through the world, I mean, I got it, but not as intensely as a black woman alone with a child. It's like you're everybody's property, supposedly.